We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the bottom of Daf Amud Beis, but we're going to start again from the two dots because it's one long sugya, and we have to get back into it. It says in the Mishnah that if someone says Midrani Mecha or Mefreshani Mecha, Mechakani Mecha, Shani Oichalach, Shani Tayimlach Asa. So Zok Shmuel, that by the way, it's not five separate Nedarim. Omar Shmuel, but Kulam Achayim Shani Oichalach, Shani Tayimlach. The first three, Midrani Mecha, or Mefreshani Mecha, or Mechakani Mecha, you feared ice, you ended off with Shani Oichalach, Shani Tayimlach. Why? Because you just said the word Mefreshani Mecha, it's not even a Yad. A Yad means like a partial of Neder, it's not even a partial statement, it's nothing. And therefore, you have to say Shani Tayimlach, Shani Oichalach, in order to make it into a Neder. So Gemara is a kasha, meisve, you have a brisa that's mashma not like that. Because this brisa says after the word, it says, mudani mecha, mefreshani mecha, mechakani mecha, hareza asa. It says the word asa. And then it says, shani oichalach, shani tayimlach, hareza asa. It says asa again. So since it says asa twice, so it's mashma, each one by itself is enough to become asa. Madrani mecha, without shani tayimlach is asa. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, hachiktani, you can figure out this braisa and say, it's a medvar amurim, that avadi need both. So it goes like this, medrani mecha is, and mefreshani mecha is also, when medvar amurim, bo'imer shani oichalach shani tayimlach. Only if I speak out, that I don't want to eat, I don't want to taste anything. So that's the answer to Shmuel. Now really a problem is, it says also after shani tayimlach, which is a problem, we need also again. If it's a medvar amurim, that when it's a shani mecha shani tayimlach, why say also, Gemara is going to ask that kasha soon, Gemara first has a better kasha. There's a brayz that says the opposite. It says shani oichalach shani taimlach aser madrani mecha unavshani mecha mechkanu mecha reza aser. And here you can't say that it's saying medvar amurim. It's saying medvar amurim shani taimlach shani oichalach is aser when you say mefreshani mecha, because it's not true, Dr. Ran. Everyone agrees shani taimlach shani oichalach by itself is aser. That for sure alone is enough of a neder. And the Ran actually has a discussion why that neder by itself. So he says, if you're not gerus a yud, it's shani tayim lach. So first he has a kasha, doesn't maybe means I'm going to eat, not I'm not going to eat. So he says, if I wanted to eat, I would have said ani tayim. What's a sha'ani? Sha'ani tayim. That makes it, it's like I said, masha'ani. That means like masha'ani. He says, Yes, Loim the Ran says, Loim Loim Lokoinim Vichitema, Nema Dachil Lakomarim came, my list of the Sha'ani Oichalach. Oichalach Havalamim. You should have said Oichalach. Why is it Sha'ani? Elevad, the Kimon to come a Sha'ani, Hokkam, Mashani, Oichal Mishalach, Yeheze is a Dava, Mani Okoinim. That's one shot.
Which Yud is
it? What? No, this is after Yud. But, and if there is a Yud, then the word Eini, put in the word Sha'ani Oichalach. So then, it's Sha'ani Oichalach. So if with a Yud, so then it will be, then it could be a neder, she'eni oichalach. With that, the Ran has a kasha, and if she'eni oichalach would be a neder, then it sounds like a lashon shvua. So he says you have to put in the word, you have the word kainim, and it was come a yad neder. That's a tuma halchim of the Ran, how the word she'eni oichalach will be by itself. But the point is like this, that this braisa says she'eni oichalach aser, mojana mecha is aser. Here you can't say medvar amurim, because she'eni oichalach doesn't need mechakan mecha. So Mar says, I also have a way out of this. Tani hachi, v'kvar oma mudrani. You read the braisa like this. Someone says, Shani oichalach, Shani taimlach is aser. Even if you already said, Mudrani mecha, it's only aser with that Shani taimlach. Because Mudrani mecha needs Shani taimlach. So we got out of that, that braisa. Oh, the Mar's kash is, Ihachi hainu reisha. And what's the Mar's kash, Ihachi hainu reisha?
Yeah. You don't care what the guy has in mind.
We do kill your mind, but it has to be. You're right, but his words have to be with words. Has to match, yeah, has to match. Right, exactly. The words have to be a neder. Has to be a neder. So levate b'sfasayim has to be a neder. That's what the whole discussion of yad or not. Yehochi hainu reisha. What's the kash yehochi hainu reisha? The chare, the two brises are not on the same mishnah, on the same brisa. So what does mean yehochi hainu reisha? So the Ran explains like this: that bishlama. If the halacha was each one by itself is aser, so therefore the braisa and the tanya ipcha would switch it around and say first shani oichalach and then madrani mecha. Why do you switch around? To show you that they're each alone an edda. They're each alone an edda. Each alone partial edda. Each alone an ad. But now that they really mean you need madrani mecha and shani oichalach, so why would the tana, the second tana, say ipcha? He wants to make you crazy. Say kva amar. Say it right away. Say medrani mecha medvam urim shani oichalach. Why would he switch it around? Bishlam is trying to tell you that each one by itself is asur, then it makes sense to switch around, because here it's clear, because if you had it the first way, you would think it's Mehadar Amurim. Now this way is better. That's why it's Kashi, Yochai and Reisha, that's around learns. Yochai and Reisha, it means that L'chayra, if it's Mehadar Amurim, you should have said it like the Reisha. V'oi, the second question, is what we spoke out, is also Lamali Lamisti. Why is it also twice? So now, that already is a tiyufta to Shmuel. We're learning to now, Shmuel is saying that Madrani Mecha alone is not enough. Without Shani Tayyim, Allah, here, it's a kasha, because the Brisa says that there's two separate things, two separate surah. Ella, so you have to say Pshat and Shmuel like this. And the Gersa says, Ella Hachikah Ma Shmuel, Taima Da Omar Shani Eichalach Shani Tayyim Lach Hu Da Asa V'chaveri Mutter. It's only because he ended off Madrani Mecha Shani Tayyim Lach Shani Eichalach, that's when who asr of a chaver mutter? That's why Mashmar Amishta, the case is, he's asr, and only he's asr. Aval omne madrani emach l'chudei. But if you just said madrani emach alone, shnei emach surim. And Shah is like this, that of course Shmuel is moida, that the Brisa is saying two different things. And you know why it says asr twice? Because madrani emach and shani oichalach have different dinim. Shani oichalach asr is only his asr and chaver mutter. Madrani emach, both him and the guy he's making that the on is asr. Both of them are asr. So that's why it says asr, asr. But in our Mishnah didn't say asr twice. Therefore, Shmuel says that it's mashmah only one type of asr. So it can't be each one a separate nether. Madrani Mecha is a separate nether. Shani Tayyim Lach. Those two separate things. So then asr wouldn't be, it can't say the same asr. One's asr, me and my friend. One's asr, both of us. So therefore, he said the case of Madrani Mecha is together with Shani Tayyim Lach. Together with that. Now, what's pshat in that? We just told you the blueprint, the cheshbin. But what's the pshat taka? If someone says madrani emecha heimecha, that it's both of them asur. Ki ha damar v'yesi brachinu madrani heimach shnei emasurim. If I say madrani heimach, they're both asur. What's the pshat? They're both asur. So the Rana explains, because when you say madrani memcha or heimecha, it's like saying me am an achasim are asur from you on an achasim. Now, if I asur me and an achasim to have enough from you, so how am I an achasim having enough from you? So it must be I'm asking an achasim on you. There's no other way to tie it. If I say me and my house is asur to maishi, let's say I say me and my house are asur to maishi, so me I can't have enough maishi anymore. But how is my house having enough maishi? Teretz, it must mean to say maishi is asur on my house. That's the cheshbon. That's the cheshbon in the Ram. That's the Ram explains. That's pshat. Madrani mecha. What? So the Mishnah is not saying that. The Mishnah is saying madrani mecha shani tayim loch. So since you spoke out the dafka ni tayim loch, that's what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying madrani mecha is going back. Is going on the words at the end because only one asr. So there, it's only asr to me, not to you. But in the Brisa, it's two times asr, says it separately. And that's what Shmuel's come and tell you. Don't make a mistake and say that here is both asr. No, the only one of them asr, and it's going back on Shani Tayyim Lach. So now we're going to have some kashas on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, and then we're going to come back to Shmuel to figure out Shmuel still. Right now, Shmuel is good. But tonight, we're looking to the Mishnah. Hareini Olecho Cherim, Hamuda Asr. It says in the Mishnah later on, I think it's in the fifth parak, that if someone says, Hareini Olecho Cherim, I am unto you a Cherim. So Olecho is Hamuda Asr. Just, we need a name over here, so we're using Moshi, okay? So if I say, Hareini Olecho Cherim, Hamuda Asr means Moshi is Asr. Aval Mad Loi, the guy made it in that. He said, I am on you, on Moshi Asr. So only Moshi Asr to have enough of me, I can have enough from him. Aval Mad Loi. So what do you see from here? Even though you said Olecho, Olecho also is mashma Moshi and his Nechasim. If his Nechasim can't have enough from me, it must be I can't have enough from his Nechasim. He said, because it makes no sense. How is Nechasim having enough from me? So that's the kasha. Olecho, should be like that Olecho. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you pshat. Going, he spoke out, Hareini Olecho Cherim, and going to parish for Atalai Loi, and but you are me not. He spoke out, but you are me not. I'm mutter. But the problem is the next part of the Mishnah says, At Olai Cherim, let's say you say, you, Moshe, are me a Cherim, Hanoida Aser, I'm Aser, and Vamud Olai, and he's Mutter. Again, it's Shver, because there also, the same Kashm, when you say Olai, it means me, I'm in a Chasim, so it should make that he's also. Teretz is going to parish for Anoa Olai Cheloi, but I on you are not Aser. So that's what he answered. But the problem is, Avastom Amai, Shnei Masurim. If you don't speak out this At Olecha V'Ano Olach, it's Shnei Masurim. Hamilton is safe, Hareini Olecha V'At Olai, Shnei Masurim. Hadenu is Shnei Masurim. Only there is Asr, both. Hastama, who Asr, Chere Mutter. So Chere, this is a Tiyufta on Rav Yesi V'Rav Chanina. So Mori says, you're right. Elohochi Itmad Rav Yesi V'Rav Chanina. Mudani Loch Shnei Masurim. Medrani Himach, who Asr, Chere Mutter. There's a difference in the Lashon. Mudani Loch is there it's mashma loch, mashma loch and mishaloch. It's mashma both ways. Loch and mishaloch. Which means the rechasim are also osa. And therefore, we'll both be osa. But mashenkim behemach is not mashma like that. So that's the answer. So now, so how would Shmuel learn? Now back to Shmuel, you have to figure out Shmuel now. So the Ran explains, and therefore Shmuel still felt he had to explain the Mishnah that's going on Shani Tayyim Lach. Why? Because if it said Madrani Mimcha Shani Tayyim Lach straight, so there it could be talking about Sai if he said Heimach and Sai if he said Lach. Because if you say Shani Tayyim Shani Eichel, then it's only Hu Aser V'Chaveri Mutter. That means like this. Even Rabbi Yechonin said that Lacha means both are Aser, but it's only if you don't speak Shani Tayyim, if you don't speak out Shani Tayyim. But if you speak out Shani Tayyim, so then it would be Aser. Then it would be Aser. That's the halacha. Then there will be only Aser, if you speak out Shani Tayyim, only Aser to one person. So therefore, the Ran says like this. V'nira b'einai, I'll read the Ran a little bit. Divrei Maaseh Ela. V'nira b'einai, I started three lines in. V'nira b'einai, Hachi Prusha, L'Kzak Adak Tahashta, the Shmuel Hachi Daik Mastisim. This is how he's Daik our Mishnah. The Kivin Loi Tanar El Chad Isser, Vade Chodok Tani. It's only one Isser. It's not like the Braisa. It's one Isser. The Kivin the Chodok Tani, Akorach Heimach the Reisha Lav Davka. It must be the Heimach the Reisha Lav Davka. The word of Malach. Since you're fearing Oish Shani Oyelah. Kivin Sayim Mil Savanam Shani Oichel. I feel like Malach. Loi Mash Neim Asurim. Eld Hu Asuk Oyem Mutter. And therefore Shmuel says that Chodok Tani Tana V'Divani Bein Dama Heimach Bein Shem Malach Hu Asur V'Chaveir Mutter is Davka Shani Tayim Lach. He's saying he understood the Mishnah was talking about Shani Tayim Lach is going back in Madran and Mechal. Why? Because he didn't say Asa twice. That's what he said. So he said, and then it comes out Madrani can be talking about Sai Lacha and Sai Hemacha because the ending of Shani Tayim Lach. So he says, by the way, Dafka says Shani Tayim, but if you don't say Shani Tayim, Madrani and Lacha will be Asa to both of them. That's what he's telling you. That's what Shmuel's speaking out. Shmuel's speaking out, by the way, it's only if you speak it out this way that Huch Aser v'chaveri mutter. But if he didn't speak it out, then both of them be Aser. But now Gemara has a kasha on that, but the problem is the Mishnah says Heimach. See, all this is Shatari Shavapet, right, out of the Gemara, the Ram puts in. Now Gemara has a kasha, v'amasisim tani Heimach, v'akim v'asisim v'shmuel. The Gemara doesn't like this whole cheshbon. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says Heimach. So why does the Mishnah have to be talking about that he said Shani Tayim Lach? Let him be talking about five different things, Madrani Mecha, Mefreshani Mecha, all those things by itself is Aser. Because all of them are Heimach. So who Aser v'chaver mutter? So why do you need that Shteim Asurim? That's the Gemara's kasha. That's Gemara's kasha. I'm assisting Tony Heimach. But Kim knows he's the Mishmuel. But Kumat Shem Hashem Yitayim Lach. Mishmuel Lach. Who the Asa Chayim Mutah? God Mecha Shnei Masurim. It doesn't stim. Why would Dani Mecha be both Aser? So now we're back Shver. Just for those who are not following. Shmuel said that the Mishnah says, let's read the Mishnah, it's hard again. It says, Madrani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Mechokani Mimcha, Shani Oichalach, Shani Tayim Lach Aser. Shmuel said, Mefreshani Mimcha has to be going on Shani Oichalach. Why? Why? So you'll tell me why, because if it just said Mefeshani Mecha by itself, the Usher is not the same, they're not consistent, because some of them Usher Shneim, some of them one. So if we have to say like going on that, the problem is that no one holds Madrani Mecha both Usher. We came out that Yisrael only holds if you say Lecha is Usher. So now it's Shmuel, what's Shmuel talking about? I don't know what Shmuel's talking about. So you have to revamp Shmuel now. Elam v'karo Shmuel hachiyat, the Shmuel hachiyat ma'ay. This is Shmuel. Shmuel. Taim adam ha-shini oich alach v'ashini taim lach. Who? The ain who asa ela ba'achila. The only reason why he's only asa ba'achila is only because he says shani oichel ashin tayim lach. Ha madrani mecha asa fil ba'ana. He says, you know what? If we just be madrani mecha by itself, it would be asa even ba'ana. But shani tayim lach only asa ba'achila. So therefore, he don't want the asa to be not consistent. Therefore, he's going back on that. That's what he says.
What do you mean that's not consistent?
Because it says madrani mecha, shani mecha, shani mecha, shani mecha. It's all five different things, right? What does it say? Asa. Some of the asr just means achila, and some of the asr means isra'na.
What?
What
did you say?
Yeah, but the asr doesn't stand. The asr just means what's the chalais? What happened?
The isra b'ana, what you said.
No, so I said it's a time log. No, it's not the same asr. One's asr b'ana, one's not. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. And at this point, it would be asr b'ana. Why? Because we would hold yadayim she'im achichais would be yadayim, and therefore it's asr even b'ana. But the problem is like this. If that's the case, look at Shmuel's lashon. Shmuel says, "Oma Shmuel, but kula and ad shiyemas shani oichel shani tayim lach." It's mashma that it's kula dik until you say shani tayim lach, and really it's more chum. That's the Gemara's kasha. Which actually, the Gemara could ask the same question before, where there was more chumer, but the Gemara had a better kasha. Gemara says like this. Gemara the kasha on this. Yachi lema Shmuel hachi v'im loy amar elas and yachi loshin yom loch in us ela ba'achila. But saying atchi yomer sounds like that you're trying to say that it's mutter atchi yomer. Not it's more us atchi yomer. Atchi yomer is mashma. It's mutter atchi yomer. So that can't be pshat either. And therefore now the Gemara has to come up with a pshat in Shmuel that stems with loshin ad and that we have pshat. We have to come up now with a new Pshat and Shmuel to explain Shmuel exactly, and this Mesh Shem will be the final Pshat and Shmuel to explain Shmuel.